Chapter 2. That night, Kara dreamed of the cornfield. It began as it always had. Father, her real father, evicted from his body and trapped in this endless dream realm, stood in the center of the barren soil and felt for the pouch of seeds in his pocket. Only instead of planting them right away, as he had in dreams past, Father poured the black seeds into the palm of his hand and poked at them with a single finger. His befuddled expression held a hint of frustration. New wrinkles had appeared near the corners of his eyes. "He's starting to remember," Kara thought. "Grace's spell can only hold him in this place for so long before he realizes it's not real and begins to lose his mind. Once that happens, I won't be able to get him back again." Suddenly, Father's eyes narrowed in rage. He squeezed the seeds tight in his powerful fist. Kara couldn't hear him scream. For whatever reason, there was no sound in this dream. But she saw the tightening cords of his neck as he unleashed a silent shriek of frustration. In his eyes, swirling mists of madness gathered like an approaching storm. Kara awoke. "Time is running out," she thought. "If I don't save him now, I'll lose him forever." Knowing there would be no more sleep that night, Kara reached for the object beneath her bed and slid it into her satchel. She exited the room quietly, not wanting to wake Taff, and made her way across the silent deck of the ship. Above her, the stars twinkled like glowflies. Kara still expected to see the black canopy of the thickety whenever she looked up, and the presence of those scattered stars provided as much relief as beauty. "I've escaped," she said, as though speaking the words aloud might imbue them with enough power to calm her frazzled nerves. "I'm safe." Except she wasn't, of course. Not even close. Rygoth would surely kill her the next time they met, unless the thing inhabiting her father's body found her first, in which case she would be executed as an example to all witches. And then there was the world itself. The children of the Fold had been forbidden to discuss it, so Kara had no idea.